Rashi in this week's parsha brings a chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron HaKohen, Loma Tavosh, Lekach Nivcharta, why are you embarrassed that you've been chosen for this purpose? And Rashi explains that Aaron was uncomfortable because of the fact he had done the Chet HaEgel, and he felt that possibly would disqualify him for being the person who could bring the Shekhinah down to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds with this answer of Lekach Nivcharta, you have nothing to be worried about. So the simple understanding, obviously, is of course, is that there's nothing to be embarrassed about the fact you've done something wrong. And we know the Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you, even so. The Chassidish Svarim, the Sfasemis, and others make a little bit of play on words. Now they have to agree that it's not Pashup Shat. But Loma Atabosh, why are you worried about the fact that you have Busha? Lekach Nivcharta, that's exactly why you were chosen. You were chosen because of the Busha. Chazal say that a person does an Aveiro and he's misbayish from it, he's embarrassed about it. He gets a mechila on it. The fact that a person has a busha means that the person understands that this is something which is not really the definition of who he should be, who he thinks he is, who he wants to be. If a person really is totally comfortable with what they've done, there's no busha. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I haven't done anything which is out of character with the being that I want to be. So the fact that a person has busha is a tremendously good simon. Because I'll say that the Har Sinai, afterwards it says, B'matan Torah, it says, the Russia wants that in order that should be Yerasal Panechem Levulti Sechoto. So Chazal say, Zua Busha, that having the Yira on our Panim means having the Yira, the awe of Kodesh Boruchu, is what generates inside of the person this feeling of Busha, that how could I have done such a thing? How could I lower myself to that status? I'm uncomfortable with what I've done. Right? So, the Kayach of Tshuva for Klal Yisrael, that the reason why Aaron HaKohen is chosen to be the person who can bring the Shekhinah in Klal Yisrael wasn't the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was, he was, the same way Klal Yisrael had reached by Matan Torah, Madrega, one reached Kodesh Machet, Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a type of Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, seemed to have maintained it. He was not tainted in any way with Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the person who's going to bring Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael. Shekhinah is born to Klal Yisrael by the person who's done something wrong and is correcting it and feels uncomfortable about the fact that he's done it and recognizes that he has to change and he has to grow. He has to work on himself. He does tshuva. That's the kayach which is going to bring the Shekhinah back into Klal Yisrael after Chet HaEgel, after what we've done. So Aaron HaKohen is the one who has been given this charge and this responsibility because he's the one who could do it. He's the one who represents what Klal Yisrael needs. But more specifically, it's the fact that he knows deep down that that's not what he's supposed to be. And when Klal Yisrael recognizes the fact that whatever we've done wrong is not who we truly are, and we therefore can then strive to do better and accomplish more, that's going to be the source of Shekhinah and Klal Yisrael. We recognize we don't let ourselves be defined by our chatoyim, and we continue to recognize the godless which exists inside of ourselves. That's what's necessary to bring the Shekhinah back into Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.